News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the strong performance of the Jamaica Stock Exchange in 2017 augurs well for the island's macroeconomic outlook. The Prime Minister was delivering the keynote address at the opening ceremony for the 13th JSE Investments and Capital Markets Conference in New Kingston this week.
The JSE Main and Junior Markets provided average returns of 43.9%. That's amazing. And the Main market appreciated by 50% in 2017. That's amazing. It shows that there is confidence in the economy. It shows that there is an appetite for risk and that there is capital for businesses to invest.
Noting that Jamaica is the center of the Caribbean in the areas of culture, arts, entertainment, and innovation, Mr. Holness says he's optimistic the country will hold similar pride of place in the areas of economic activity, growth, and prosperity. The regional two-day conference was held January 24 to 25 under the theme Driving Growth, Regional Investments for the Climate of Change. The Ministry of Justice is reporting that over $178 million has already been paid to 270 claimants affected during the Tivoli incursion in May 2010. Portfolio Minister Delroy Chuck says some of the funds have also been paid to the Administrator General to cover the management of estates of persons who were killed during the security operation. Just over $21 million is to be paid to the remaining 148 claimants.
These 148 claimants must come forward and provide their banking information promptly, as any amount not disbursed at the end of March 2018, will revert to the consolidated fund.
To collect their funds, claimants are advised to visit the Denham Town or Tivoli Gardens Justice Centers and provide a valid tax registration number, TRN, bank account information, and valid identification. The payments will be deposited to the bank accounts of the beneficiaries. No cash or checks will be issued. Where beneficiaries do not have bank accounts, they're advised to inform the restorative justice managers so that arrangements can be made to facilitate payment. The public will soon hear details about the strategic review of the National Housing Trust, NHT. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the report on the strategic review of the trust will be sent to Parliament for deliberation in short order.
I will be turning this document over to the Cabinet for it to review, then to go to Parliament, and then the nation will have an opportunity to discuss, and then we will come up with a national plan as to how we can reform the NHT to make it an even greater catalyst towards housing solutions in Jamaica.
Noting that the NHT gave out its highest ever number of mortgages in 2017, Mr. Holness says the government is determined to have the NHT build houses at a rate that makes squatting unjustifiable. And the Ministry of Health is assuring members of the public that there is no outbreak of dengue fever on the island. Principal Medical Officer and National Epidemiologist Dr. Karen Webster Carr says data on reported dengue cases since the start of the year does not indicate that the disease is spreading rapidly. There have been 5 reported cases since the start of the year.
When we look at the figures for dengue, we found that what we are observing currently is in keeping what is usually seen. Therefore, we are not currently having an unusual amount of cases or an outbreak. We occasionally see outbreaks between 2 to 4 years. Our last outbreak being in 2016, a smaller outbreak, and in 2012 was a fairly large outbreak.
Dr. Webster Carr was speaking in a JIS think tank session. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Go Government employees 50 to 59 years old apply for special early retirement and reap the benefits, including 2 weeks' salary for every year you've worked up to a maximum of 1 year's salary and payment for vacation leave not taken. Speak with your HR department, call 778-5840 or see the press for details. The government's special early retirement program application deadline is February 16, so apply today.